sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on 980 CJME.
Kerry, good to chat with you again. How have you been?
I'm well, Dave. How are you?
Good, good. Everyone's safe, everyone healthy, so there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes. You know, things are rolling on. You know, the market is picking up. We're in the midst of reopen Saskatchewan, which is very exciting. And there's lots of hope in the hearts of many of us, and especially in the buyers that may have been looking to buy a house this spring. That had been kind of set back due to COVID, and now we're back at her. And I want to bring some information that is top of mind for many of my clients, many of the listeners that may have thought about their first-time home buyer purchase this spring, or a child or a family member getting into the market. Kind of give you all the tips and tricks and what you need to know for your next Kerry Cardinal mortgage.
Yeah, it is spring fever, one way or another, and it's that kind of typical time of the year where people, they're looking, and they need a mortgage when they get that new home.
Absolutely. The biggest thing, the most common question I have, Dave, from my clients is, how much money do I need to put down to get into the market? I'm no longer a first-time home buyer. I've bought a house before. Like, where do I sit with this? This is the biggest myth. You only need 5% down payment as long as you're going to be living in the house, and that's up to the first $500,000 of mortgage amount, 5% down. So whether you've owned three or four homes in the past, you maybe still own those homes. Perhaps you have rentals, or your kids are living in them, or your family's living in them, and you're buying a new property for yourself. People say, how much of an investment do I need to get into that property? You need 5%.
Mm-hmm. So that it really has been virtually unchanged, but there was a lot of misunderstanding and misconceptions, I think.
People think that you need 10% or you need 20%. Now, in order to avoid the CMHC fees, you do need to go in with 20% down. And so the government does charge the CMHC premium if you have less than 20% down on any type of a home purchase. But, you know, with the Kerry Cardinal mortgage, what I like to do, Dave, is I like to tailor the mortgage to my specific client. I want to learn about you. I want to talk about what's important to you and give you the very best mortgage experience point blank in the marketplace.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is, I mean, you take the time to really sit and talk to people and get to know them as a person. They're your clients. They're not an account number.
Absolutely. After, you know, many years of financing mortgages for folks, I have saw most every scenario possible. I've helped people, you know, that really were very, very nervous getting into the market. And I've helped veterans that just want, you know, really great service and want me to just take the ball and run with it. And I've held hands with my clients, and I've explained, and we know we've gone through it. So whatever the aspect that you're coming from and you're looking for a mortgage, the Kerry Cardinal mortgage is a one-stop shop. There's no cost to my clients in order to use my mortgage services. Of course, we have access to all of the bank's wholesale rates, but more than that, you get the Kerry Cardinal expertise behind you, and I'm able to take the situation that we have and tailor it and run with it, and it's seamless time and time and time again.
And I know we're still doing a lot of things remotely, you know, and you can do a lot of this on the phone, electronically, at a distance.
Absolutely. My clients, some of them, you know, before we were doing lots of mortgages without meeting people, lots of out-of-town financing. That has not changed. My world is totally paperless and digital if you want to be. I've had a lot of clients lately that like to see me face-to-face, so we're doing video chats and business as the new norm, but you're not losing the one-on-one connection with me. You're still contacting me. I still have my clients texting me. You're still getting all of that expertise and all of that personal touch that a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm calling my bank. I'm having a hard time, getting through. I can't speak to the same person. They never can make a decision. They have to always ask. You know, the people that are looking for a really smooth expertise, top-notch service, the Carey Carden mortgage is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's just it, because I chuckle because you mentioned trying to get through to me. I've been in that scenario where you phone, and it's like mystery bingo trying to figure out what number you're supposed to push next on the phone to connect with who you hope is someone remotely connected in the same department as the person you actually need to speak to.
And 9 times out of 10, or maybe more than that, you get somebody in a call center that you don't know personally and that has no idea who you are, and you go through a series of security questions and then become frustrated. None of that frustration happens with the Carey Cardinal mortgage. So if you know of somebody that had plans for the spring market, that is looking to get pre-approved, that needs that personal service, the Carey Cardinal mortgage is the way to go. I'm advising all of my clients right now to start with an online application. It's slick, Dave. I process all of those applications within a day. People say, I sent an application to my bank and it's been 3 or 4 days. I haven't heard from them. I'm just wondering if you have time to pick it up. Absolutely. You are my priority when you are my client, and business is going on. So I want to talk a little bit about the spring market, what you can do, and really some really good money-saving options if you're looking at mortgage refinancing, which is still
a huge component of what you do. I mean, because again, you deal with people who are in so many different circumstances, scenarios, situations, and you're tailoring your personal services to what their needs are. And it could be some refinance options.
Right. Drawing out equity in your home is often a thought that we have when we either have some higher interest rate debts, or we're looking at doing a large renovation, or we're going to buy a large ticket item such as like maybe a boat, a cabin, you're drawing out money for education. I want to talk about what you need in order to draw out some equity in your home, some programs that I do have in place as well that are offering no-cost mortgage refinancing, and why mortgage refinancing may make sense for you when you're coming up for renewal, maybe this coming spring or summer.
Yeah, and it is one of those key things. And I think there's, for some people, that I think there's been a stigma attached to, you know, doing a refinance of some sort. But if you're getting rid of debt that's at 19, 15, 18% that you're paying, trying to pay off every month, you're on that hamster wheel, you know, you refinance, you roll it into your mortgage, and the rates right now are phenomenal, and you end up so far ahead of the game. I want to get a little bit more into that when we kind of pick up and come back. But I do want to kind of confirm the website for everyone, careycardinal.com. Careycardinal.com. You can do the online applications there, of course. You can also get more information. It's a great place to start. We're going to come back. We're going to pick up the conversation right after this.
Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carey Cardinal on 980 CJME.
Back with Carey Cardinal on The Mortgage Show. Carey, we touched on a little bit in our first segment, you know, spring fever. It's kind of that traditional time, that regular time. And you'd mentioned getting pre-approved, and you just kind of touched on it. But I look now and I'm going, because of the scenario with COVID, a lot of people weren't going out and actually actively looking at homes. And they're either getting starting ready to now, or they will be soon. So get pre-approved for your mortgage now, so that when things do really open back up and you're out actively looking, you are ready to go. I mean, you are good to go right then. And that starts with a call to you.
Right. The Carey Cardinal Mortgage, I pre-approve all of my clients, do all the underwriting myself for the pre-approvals. And I always say to my buyers, it's best for you to know what the mortgage payments will be on a particular house before you start falling in love with the property and then go, wow, that's a little bit more than we can afford. What I'm seeing in this market, Dave, is the properties that are coming into the market that are priced right, they are selling very quickly. So if you don't have a pre-approval in hand and you don't know what your payments is going to be, how much a down payment you're going to need, all of the steps that we want to take ahead of time, you may lose out on a potential dream home, or you may end up, you know, getting yourself into something that perhaps that you weren't sure of what the payments would be. So knowledge is power, and contact me. Let's get you started. The pre-approvals are good for 4 months. I'm doing rate holds for 4 months. So this is the time. It's always a ceiling rate, Dave. And people say, well, what happens if the rate comes down, Carrie? What happens to my pre-approval? It's a ceiling rate. So the rate comes down, you get a better rate. I'm seeing specials all the time. You know, prior to COVID hitting, we saw some really low rates, and then they started to spike up. They are coming down again. The rates are favorable for spring. They're beautiful. And it's the time to get into the market, because also we're looking at some decent house prices. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the early bird gets the worm. So, and that's on everything. So you need to start early, and you need somebody on your side that has done this, you know, hundreds of thousands of times, you know, of all of the different mortgages that we've looked at over the years. I'd love to be your trusted guide in this.
Well, and that's the key, is, you know, you are there to not only help people and give them information, but guide them, you know, and help them understand, okay, here are our choices, here are our options, here's the pros and the cons between these different choices or that you might have. And it's the devil's in the little details sometimes. Mm-hmm. You really need to know who your client is, what their goals are, what their plans are, to make sure that you are tailoring that perfect Carrie Cardinal mortgage.
Absolutely. And the type of service and the type of advice I advise my clients on, a lot of them say, what would you do, Carrie, in this situation? Have you called an 800 number and asked the person that answered at the 800 number, well, what would you do? Not really. But what I say to my clients is, you know, what you need to do is make sure the investment is solid. You need to, you know, check this and that. If this was mine, this is probably what I would think about, and this is what I would do. And that's the beauty of the Carrie Cardinal mortgage. Local, homegrown, Saskatchewan mortgage broker who's on your side, who's giving you advice like you're a neighbor or a brother or a sister or a close friend. And that's what we need in times like these, when you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a property. Speaking of spending a lot of money, people are spending a lot of money on interest. Lots of money on, you know, if you're considering maybe doing a reno this spring, purchasing a cabin, you're tired of paying the higher interest rates on the credit cards, lines of credit, those type of products, and you're ready to combine those into a mortgage refinance on your spring renewal, I'd love to chat with you about it. I do have a lender that's offering some really beautiful rates and no fees to refinance your mortgage. People often ask, what can I use the money for? Do I need to supply receipts? Is it bad for my credit? You can use the money for really whatever you would like to. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, high interest rate debts are very, very common. Renovations, cabins, boats, education, investing, all kinds of things like that. You don't have to supply receipts to the bank. So if you say, I'm going to pay off or I'm going to buy a $20,000 boat, you don't have to supply the details to the bank on those. Another question that many, many people ask is, what happens if I want to make extra payments to this? So I take out the mortgage over 25 years and I end up getting a tax refund or a bonus or sell something and I want to put it against the mortgage. Can I apply that to the mortgage? Absolutely. I'll give you all the options to make sure that we can pay off your mortgage in the exact amount of time that you want.
Mm. And that is key.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, what are people's goals and desires, and give them those choices and options.
Absolutely. I want to talk about a few stories if we have a few minutes, because mm-hmm. these always hit with the hearts of many people. And if you can see yourself in these stories and you want to look at a refinance, I want to have a chat with you, because there's tons of savings. With the uncertain times, Dave, a lot of people want to keep their payments low. They want to free up some cash flow. They want to free up some credit and just keep payments low. And I don't blame you for doing that. Here's a few refinance scenarios that I've worked out lately. We had a client with a $225,000 mortgage. The payments are running at $1,300 per month. And they had around $50,000 in various debts that were running at $850 a month. So their payment per month on those two is $2,150. What I ended up doing was combining that together, adding an extra $20,000 on and lending them $290,000. Their new mortgage payment was $1,304 a month, and that's $846 less than what they were paying before. And they had an extra $20,000 to do some things that they were looking to do around the house.
Well, no, you know, that is substantial. I mean, that's a substantial change and an opportunity for, you know, anybody's life and lifestyle.
Absolutely. I also see folks that have paid down some of the equity in their property, and they want to, they now have their children entering post-secondary education, and they want to assist with that. Recently looked at one of these. I have a client with a mortgage just under $300,000, and they wanted $30,000 or so for some education costs. What we did was we rolled those together and we extended the amortization. They were paying $2,400 a month on their mortgage before. I extended the amortization so that their payment dropped to $1,465 a month, which was just over $900 and some odd less a month. They've extended the amortization, but they've also drawn out some equity, and they've given a lot of opportunity to make some extra payments in some uncertain times.
Yeah, and, you know, again, that's that individual needs, wants, right? Helping the kids out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and as the weather warms up, I get lots of calls this time of year on cabins. This is a recent cabin scenario that I took a look at. I had a client with a home equity line of credit, had $100,000 left on it, and wanted to draw out another $150,000 to buy a cabin. So what we ended up doing was we took a $250,000 mortgage, and we stretched it out over 25 years. I lent them the money so that they could buy the cabin. Mortgage payments are just over $1,000 a month. They're going to be spending the May long weekend in their new cabin, and they're happy as a lark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, it is one of those scenarios where people are starting to look to, you know, going out and doing those types of things. And even with staying at home more, I'm finding, you know, people are talking about, gee, I want to do something special in the backyard, or I want to, you know, build that big deck on the back. There's so many projects and opportunities. And in many cases, they start with a phone call to you.
Absolutely. Just did one as we're staying home, Dave, running out of space, just did a basement refinance. So we had a $215,000 mortgage at $1,100 a month, lent them $30,000 to finish the basement. A, they got the time. B, they're running out of space. And C, we could be at home for an extended period of time. Wrote a new mortgage, kept the payment the exact same amount that it was before. So nothing changed, but they were able to get that $30,000, get some peace of mind, get the kids in the basement, get it all finished, and at the end of the day, the same result in the mortgage payment.
Mm. Again, just another example of how you tailor each individual's needs to the products and services you can provide through the Cary Cardinal Mortgage. Barry, it is kind of spring season, a bit of spring fever on us again. Lots to do. People going to be out buying new homes, people looking at those projects and refinancing, and you're the first call. You are the only stop, the only call. Go to the website. That's a great place to start, carycardinal.com. Carycardinal.com, the website address. You can get started there, do an online application, tons of information as well. Cary, we'll chat with you next time around.
Have a good weekend, Dave.
Take care.